USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Washington Post and NBC News have obtained a phone call between President Donald Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the president begs the secretary to overturn the election results and find more than 11,000 votes. The call took place on Saturday and lasted more than an hour. President Trump repeated several times, "There's no way I lost Georgia." Secretary Raffensperger rejected Trump's assertions. The president is scheduled to appear at a rally in Dalton, Georgia tomorrow on the eve of the Senate runoffs. A dozen Republican senators led by Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge the Electoral College vote in Congress this week.
"We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud."
Senator Cruz on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A shootout involving a man arrested for shoplifting inside a Walmart store in Virginia wounded two security guards and a sheriff's deputy.
Our deputies attempted to take this individual into custody, at which time he pulled a gun from his waistband and began shooting. He ended up striking the loss prevention officers. One of our two deputies was shot and struck several times. The other deputy, while this was going on, returned fire. Striking the individual.
Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman said the wounded suspect got into a truck and led police on a pursuit until he crashed. All three victims and the shooter were hospitalized. A gunman shot two people at a church in East Texas this morning. The shooter took off but was arrested. The shooting happened at Starville Methodist Church in Winona, about 100 miles east of Dallas. The deceased is said to be the pastor. Smith County Sheriff's deputies were called to the church about 9:20 this morning. Services were not going on at the time of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In early action of Week 17 in the NFL, the final week of the regular season, the Browns down the Steelers 24-22. Patriots beat the Jets 28-14. The Ravens rout the Bengals 38-3. The Buccaneers take down the Falcons 44-27. The Vikings survive at the Lions 37-35. Bills demolish the Dolphins 56-26. And the Giants hold off the Cowboys 23-19. An NBA Hall of Famer has passed.
He's unbelievable. Westfall! What a sequence by Paul Westfall!
Paul Westfall got it done on the floor and on the sidelines. He spent much of his career with the Phoenix Suns. The team announced his death Saturday at the age of 70. Westfall was reportedly diagnosed with brain cancer last summer, just a few months before he was enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
I know I'm not larger than life. One person congratulating me for being selected said, "Hey, now you're immortal." No. Immortality doesn't come from basketball.
Westfall played collegiately at USC and was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1972. He was a five-time NBA All-Star and won a championship with the Celtics in 1974. 8 games on the NBA docket this Sunday, including the Trailblazers and the Warriors in San Francisco in the nightcap. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.